Linda Raymond, who is the director of the arts-based preschool at the Lawrence Arts Center.
Good morning. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning. Now, the Arts Center, which I have had Susan and Ben have been on this show, and we've talked about the Arts Center and all that, you know, all that it has to offer. What I love about your part of the Arts Center is this beautiful thing you have with the children, and that was one of our, when my husband and I moved back here, that was one of the first places we took our son, and he loved it. But and we're going to talk a lot about that great place you have there, but we want to talk a little bit about Linda Raymond's history with kind of how you got to be in Lawrence and kind of your how you kind of started this started a preschool. But where, how did you get to Lawrence in the first place?
Well, it was a job transfer with our, for our family, and we got to choose where in Northeast Kansas we wanted to live, and we chose Lawrence, and that was a good choice.
Definitely.
And that was in 1979, so we've been here that long.
That's the year I moved up here to go to college.
All right. Well, our paths might have crossed in a little different way.
Now, you moved here. Now, one of the things I found out, you know, with your husband, Jerry, with the Wichita State, that I was fun seeing him. Now, he's got a little history, too, because I didn't know he was a basketball player at Wichita State.
Yes, and we met at Wichita State.
So you went to Wichita State, and then you guys moved up here.
Well, after we'd been around a little bit, and we'd been down to Tulsa, and then we back to Wichita, and then up here.
And then you've settled in Lawrence.
Yes, I think so.
So you settled in Lawrence, and then how did you start? How did now? And your background is in early childhood education.
Yes, I taught preschool in Wichita, and I taught kindergarten in Tulsa.
Okay.
I also taught kindergarten in Wichita.
Okay. So how did that go from teaching in a regular school to starting a arts-based preschool, which is really, there weren't many. When you started this was a pretty unique thing.
Yes.
So I know we have talked off the air about your favorite things are mud, water, and sand. So how did you start? So what kind of perpetuated the starting? Because the preschool started when? How long ago was that?
It started in 1985.
Okay.
It was part of the Art Center. The Art Center was started in 75.
Okay.
And I had my son, who was just a year old, in a child, parent, movement, and music class with Candy Baker at the Art Center.
Okay.
And Candy and I just kind of had a connection because we knew all these little songs, we knew all these little games, we knew all these little things just because of our early childhood and our creative movement things. And so when the Art Center decided that there needed to be somebody in that Art Center building in the daytime, who was it going to be? It was going to be children. So she contacted me and said she was the education director at the Art Center at that time. And she said, we want to start a preschool. And I thought, oh, my gosh. And so I said yes. And I had to think about it a little bit because at that time, Nick was still only two. And I thought, oh, what am I going to do with Nick? I hadn't quite planned on this. But it turned out fine. We started out in September of 1985 with one class. It met on Tuesdays and Thursday mornings. There were three teachers and about 18, 19 children. And in the basement of the old Carnegie building.
That's where the Art Center originally was, right?
Right. And we had literally nothing. I mean, we started on a shoestring. And then by January, we'd added another class, which was on Monday and Wednesday morning.
Okay.
And then it just started growing. And then, then we outgrew the space.
Uh-huh.
And so now we're in our special space over there at the...
Now, when the Arts Center, when did it move from the Carnegie over to its new space? When was that? That was in...
April of 2002.
2002.
Right.
So you guys have been in there like 11 years then.
Yes. Right. Wow. And when we moved, the preschool, it was just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much stuff when you come to preschool and the teachers were saying, why don't we just stay here and let everybody else move to the new building because we didn't want to move all that
stuff.
And then we said, well, we're going to have to make this kind of a special thing for children because it was during the course of the year. And so we made a wagon train from the old building to the new building. The last day we met at the old building with the families and the children, and we had wagons, and we had all the blocks, the big blocks, and the paper blocks and the big wooden blocks, things that children could carry. And we loaded up the wagons, and we kids carried the paper blocks, and we walked to the new building, and we walked into the classrooms at that time. It was kind of fun.
Very cool.
We were a parade.
Now, at that time, were you doing, at that time, how did you have, how many classes were you guys doing? Because you have, you were doing just the two, you were doing morning classes then, or have you?
We had morning classes and afternoon classes by that point. And I think we either had like 7 or 8 classes at the old building. And then when we got to the new building, we had, well, we had, I guess, probably, well, obviously then the same number. But what happened, we were able to expand our summer program.
Oh, cool.
Because during the summertime, well, they had all the other bigger kids' classes at the old building, and there wasn't room for us.
Okay.
But now there's room for us. We have our own space, and we have an outside space. In fact, today they're having water day, so they should be dripping wet in a few minutes.
Well, that's what I like about when the arts and you always warned everybody not to, you know, bring clothes, expect your kids to get dirty. It was very hands-on.
Yes.
A lot of things. But there was saying, what is nice is the kids don't realize they're learning, because you always have them playing with tactile stuff, and then they're learning different things and how to create. It's really, really quite wonderful. Now, but I want to talk a little bit about the, so when you're moving from the old space to this new space, and you're kind of going from, as you're running this preschool, because you're going, because you're a teacher at heart, knowing you, we just have conversations, you're always teaching and encouraging children. So you also now have this huge administrative role. How do you balance that? Because that's a lot of work.
Well, sometimes it's a little tricky. My favorite part is still in the classroom with the children. And even though I might not be teaching a class, I am in there, and I do know the children. I know these. I know the children. It's just part of what it's got to be. That's the kids are the important part. Well, I sometimes have little long hours.
Yeah, I would think so.
Sometimes, but and I do have some help. So it's you know, especially with the files, keeping all the files and the records.
Right.
I do have help with that, which certainly is helpful.
Sure, because I would think of that. Because you have now, how many kids do you guys have in your during the regular kind of school year preschool? What kind of how many kids in classes do you guys have, and how does that work? How many kids do you have? How many teachers? Because you have quite a few people that you're working through there.
We do. Last year, and I'll just go because we haven't started our school year yet. We had 130 children in 7 classes.
Okay.
And we had 10 staff teachers. All of our teachers have a degree. It's either in early education or an art form. And then we had some aides. And then we have our Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Tuesday, Thursday. And then we have some children that come 5 days a week, half days. With the preschool, that's their most of the time. But then we also have 2-year-old classes, which meet on Friday mornings. They're called Coloring Outside the Lines.
Oh, okay.
And it's for 2- and 3-year-old children with an adult.
Okay.
And then we have a Friday afternoon class that's called Integrated Arts. That's for 3- to 5-year-olds. And it's sometimes just, you know, children just beginning to want to be away, and it's only a 2-hour program. And then we have, which we started last spring semester, a class called, it's called the Kindergarten Art Space. It's for Wacky Wednesday, because what do you do with the kids always on Wacky Wednesday? And this is a really a nice enrichment program, and as well as a learning program for children who are in kindergarten. And it's for an hour and a half from 2:30 to 4 on Wednesday afternoons.
Oh, okay.
And we had four-week sessions kind of with that. And this fall, we'll have one with science, and Pat Pisani is the teacher for that. And then we'll have another one in the fall about holidays. all different kinds of holidays, and those go for 4 weeks. And then coming up in the spring, we'll have probably a drawing class and building class and just different things. I don't have that quite planned yet, but those are on the Wacky Wednesdays. And we got a really nice reception, and the kids loved it because I don't think they get to do those some of those things. I mean, where in kindergarten are you going to be have an hour and a half when you can paint and do art and draw and those different kinds of things that we can do?
That's really wonderful. So that started because on Wednesdays the public school
early
has
dismissal.
Early dismissal. So mm-hmm. they bring their kids over to the art center then mm-hmm. for you said about 2 hours.
It's an hour and a half from 2:30 till 4.
Mm-hmm. So the kids can get have a new kind of
right.
a really art center.
Right. And lots of fun.
Lots of fun. It is lots of fun. So how many kids do you have in that program? Is that
last year we had a limit, enrollment and limit of 12, but we expanded it for some of the classes. So we had 12 to 15 children okay. in that class.
So and that just started last year?
It just started in the winter.
Okay.
And so it was really successful.
Very
and I thought, well, let's do this again.
Why not?
Why not? Isn't that what business is about?
That's right. Expanding.
Now this summer, mm-hmm. and it's funny, I just kind of took a tally of the children who are in our classes this summer. Mm-hmm. And there's still some classes that have enrollment opportunities. There's still space in some of the classes coming up for the month of July. We had 325 kids.
Wow.
And I thought, whoa, no wonder I feel busy.
No kidding. That is for, what is the age of those classes that you have in the summer? What is that age, from 4 to 5 to what?
No. We have, on Fridays, we have Coloring Outside the Lines, which is still 2 and 3-year-olds.
Okay.
And then we have the Integrated Arts on Fridays, which is 3 to 5s.
Mm-hmm.
We have, what will be Jazzy July Fun, which is a preschool. It's
okay.
2 days, Monday, Wednesday, or Tuesday, Thursday,
okay.
which is 3 to 5s.
Okay.
And then every week in July, we'll have a different camp for 4 and 5-year-olds in the mornings and a different camp in the afternoons for 5 and 6-year-olds. Those who are just going into kindergarten or who have just finished kindergarten. And like this week, there's a cooking camp in the afternoon and there's globetrotters in the morning. But next week, we have in the morning, we have Fantastic Fibers. Well, they'll be doing all kinds of fabric art and making pillows or mm-hmm. purses or, you know, bags. I shouldn't say purses. Not everybody would use it as a purse. And then in the afternoon, we have called Draw, Paint, and Print.
Okay.
And then we have a couple of science ones coming up and a couple of three-dimensional art ones and then some clay, and then just kind of a general art camp.
Well, when we come back after the break, I want to talk about how you get your teachers and all of the talented people that work there, how you get all these people to teach these kids these classes and how that works out when we come back.
Okay.
1320 KLWN.
Good morning. I'm here with Linda Raymond, the director of the ArtSpace program at the Lawrence Arts Center, ArtSpace Preschool at the Lawrence Arts Center. And before the break, we were talking about all the different classes that she has. But I want to talk about when we say ArtSpace Preschool, what does that mean? Because that is different than, you know, other preschools. I mean, the other preschools, they say, oh, well, we have painting and we do art. But an ArtSpace Preschool. Let's talk about the philosophy and how this, you're really, I mean, on the forefront of this, I'm developing this program, an ArtSpace program. So let's talk about that and kind of how this philosophy has grown and developed and how important it is to you and your program.
Well, it's a lot of hands-on kind of things. Mm-hmm. First of all, art is hands-on. But it's not, and when you think of art, you sometimes just think of the painting on the wall or mm-hmm. something like that. But it's also the writing aspect, literature, and it's dance or creative movement, and it's drama and music, and those things are all incorporated. We do teach reading, writing, science, and math mm-hmm. through the arts. We have like math. Music is pure math, as well as block building, which is, you know, that old Frank Lloyd Wright. Many years ago, I think he must have started out building with blocks. Well, he built with blocks, and then he started gluing them together. Well, that is a sculpture. That's a three-dimensional thing. We also have one area of our classroom that is affectionately known as the junk box area. And I'm serious, we have just junk there, all kinds of boxes, just junk. And it just it changes all the time just because of what we have in there. But I call it brain food because the children there, they have scissors, they have tape, they have glue, they can paint, but they have to put things together. They have to figure it out, and they have to figure out how to make that tape work, how to make what they're wanting to build, how to make it work, and working together, and the conversation and the interaction with the other mm-hmm. people there, and how to they work together. And if you just listen to the conversations of, and one day I was sitting there and I was trying to help do tape, just because it's not always the easiest thing for them to cut. And so it sticks, for one thing.
It can be a pain when you're a grown-up.
That's right. And so I was there, and I wasn't going fast enough. So these two little girls are standing there, and they're saying, here, I'll help you. And I thought, how perfect. And our arts, in our preschool program, we have multi-age classes. There are 3s, 4s, and 5s in the classes. And so it's so wonderful to watch a child who has possibly been there before, a little bit older, say, well, I'll help you do that. Now, confidence that builds in themselves, mm-hmm. as well as I can help somebody else. And the other one says, well, I can learn from my peers. They don't actually verbalize that, but that's what they're doing. And they're developing their own self-confidence, which I think is very important, that they're not depending on their teacher to tell them exactly what to do all the time, that they can make some of those choices themselves and make some of those and feel good about it. We do have a lot of choices in our program where they can spend time doing different things, and the blocks and the writing center, which always has paper, envelopes, pens, all those kind of things. Mm-hmm. And they can write, they can illustrate, they can write. Well, there's beginning writing. But, you know, one of the best beginning writing tools is a squirt bottle.
Oh, yeah?
Because it builds those same little muscles. And to try to just make all those letters and writing with all the letters, it takes a certain development in their hands. Their hands, mm-hmm. as well as their mentally, they have to be ready to do it, and they have to want to do it, but their little hands have to be ready. Well, an A is supposed to look like an A, and a B is supposed to look like a B, but shucks, when you got a squirt bottle, you're still building those same muscles, and we're it's a heck of a lot of fun to get a squirt bottle out, whether yeah. it's at an easel or outdoors, painting with different things. So that's part of our writing program. Mm-hmm. Our reading program is listening to stories, mm-hmm. acting out stories, repetition of stories, and they can do that mm-hmm. by helping us read. And I always look at them and I say, you just read this book. You just read this book. And, oh, gosh, I guess I did. And then acting it out, yeah. I can read. And they don't think they can, but yes, they can. And they can read the pictures. Mm-hmm. But then by acting out a story, by the dramatization of a story, they have really taken part in the story. Mm-hmm. And then we have that as well as the dramatic play area, where we have a grocery store, we have a shoe store, we have a playhouse, and we have babies and the fire station, you know, just different things mm-hmm. like that, which is also dramatic play. And, of course, science is all around. Anything that's right. tactile is science. And we have the largest sandbox in town. No cats. and they get out there with the shovels, and they're digging. And then we bring the hose in, and we make ponds, and we make lakes, and we pump water into it pump. And see how water moves in sand and mm-hmm. over rocks and different things like that. So that's all real science-y and as well as some of the other things. Color mixing is pure science. Mm-hmm. And isn't it fun to say, it's more fun to have two colors, have green and blue, or blue and yellow. And they, I made green. Yeah. And rather uh-huh. than say, well, blue and yellow make green.
Right.
Which they do, but mm-hmm. it's more fun. And you remember it if you discover it yourself.
Yeah. Discovery yep. is a big part of what
it is.
And learning.
Yes, it is.
Well, one of the things, too, when you started the Art Space, it was at the Art Center, so Art Space makes sense. But did you have any people saying, like, well, why are you doing that? I mean, I want, you know, did you ever have people questioning your,
oh, yeah,
your methods?
And still do. Yes. So education mm-hmm. of adults is still an important part of mm-hmm. The role of the staff, because it's a different way of learning. Mm-hmm. We don't, and Howard Gardner has the theories of multiple intelligences, and that we all have a strength in how we learn, but there are other ways to learn too, and learn through music. Well, that's also reading, because of the patterning and the words, the vocabulary and things like that in songs, but also the rhythm and the pattern. Well, that's part and a part of beginning reading. Mm-hmm. And it's just that we just don't always look at that as that's reading. Oh, we're doing reading. Oh, they're just playing. Well, yes, they are. And a big mm-hmm. thing about play is that's a life skill. How to get along with other people.
Definitely.
Children who are 2, 3, 4, 5, mm-hmm. sharing is not part of their being.
How about 9?
How about 60? <Yeah. laughs> But it's not always part of their being.
Yeah.
And we're going to, you know, we help them to learn mm-hmm. that we can say, okay, I want you to have a turn. I want you to have a turn. But right now it's so-and-so's turn. Mm-hmm. But, let's ask him if you can have a turn. When children don't have to share, they're much easy. It's much easier for them to share. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you can have a turn when I'm finished. But right. then I know that my turn is still here. My mom is not saying, give it to your sister. Give it to, you know, right. give it to somebody. But it's, you know, we can all have turns. Mm-hmm. And so you tell him when you're finished, let him know. Fine. And then... Mm-hmm. By that time, they may not want to anymore. But it's without the confrontation mm-hmm. of having to share, making somebody share. And we have multiples. It's multiple mm-hmm. things that they have so that they don't have to share. Because it's right. just not part of their makeup at this age. That's just part of child development. And mm-hmm. it comes. It will come.
And one part of the thing is making sure they have other things and learning. If you can't share, at least you're not, like, fighting over things, right?
Right. Let's talk about this.
Yeah. Well, one of the things, so when you start an arts-based preschool and you start growing it, when you started hiring teachers and finding out, bringing people on board, do you have kind of an initiation? You squirt them with paint bottles? I mean, how do you...
Well, I haven't thought of that, but...
Make sure they get... But how did you... How do you find the teachers? Because I think you have wonderful teachers there. I mean, you do. And how do you find them, make them part of the program, educate them, and each of them brings something unique too. So how do you find all these wonderful people?
Well, not artists can be teachers. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that our teachers are all artists, but right. some of them are uh-huh. really professional artists, not all of them. But they believe it. Mm-hmm. And I think you have to believe that there's other ways to learn, that there are, that children will learn this way. And I think that's how my staff has come about, that the staff, and they've stayed. Mm-hmm. You know, one of my teachers will be there 22 years, 23 years, maybe next year.
That's awesome. Wonderful.
I'm just going to start my 28th year in the preschool. And
wow.
then there's 18 years, 15 years, 10 years, 8 years. And, but they believe that this is the way to work with children. Mm-hmm. This is not that they're, I don't have to do a whole lot of training because mm-hmm. they think, I do like this idea. And I do have people who are artists who say, oh, I'd like to teach there, but then they don't really like little kids. And
yeah.
not that they don't like little kids, they just don't understand that they have, that this is how the little ones learn. Mm-hmm. Get your hands in it. Let's get messy.
Right. Well, there's definitely different, some people are much better with younger children than others.
Yes, that's true. Do not put me in middle school.
I'm very good with my son, but, you know, having, you know, and I love my nieces and nephews, but, just general little kids. Everybody's different.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
It's great. So you have the staff and you're training them. So they come in and they work different. The group, so they do they you kind of have a set program? You know, these are the different things we have set up because of the way the room's set up, or do they set the curriculum, or do you work with them? How is the kind of your curriculum set for the school,
well,
for the classes?
Well, we have, you know, some tried and true things that we like to do. But the teachers plan on a monthly basis, and they plan with their co-teachers.
Okay.
And then kind of with the idea of where the children are in development. You know, you can't do things with two-year-olds that you can do with five-year-olds.
Right.
You can. Everything's very open-ended, but it's, you know, the way the two-year-old's going to approach it's going to be different than a five-year-old approaching it, and the outcome is going to be different as well. But our activities are very open-ended so that the three-year-olds can feel success in this activity as well as a five-year-old. And they can stay there with the activity as long as they want to. Mm-hmm. If we see that a child only does one thing, like if a child only goes to the blocks, great. And then we'll say, but we haven't, you know, in this hour time that we have that you're going to be having the blocks available, come back to them, mm-hmm. and then, but let's go choose one of these other things. Mm-hmm. You choose. Do you want to do this first? Do you want to do this first? And then you can go back to the blocks. Or we'll work it so that they have time to do the other experiences.
Try to work them into their flow so that they go back to their comfort thing that they like, the
sure,
blocks, but
sure.
They try to really push them and have them expand their experience into different areas.
Absolutely. Because everything has a purpose. Mm-hmm. Other than the art component, it may be our science activity for that day. That, mm-hmm. you know, it's not, they're not going to go home and say, oh, Mom, we did physics today because we raced cars down a ramp. but then they can take from that and they can build their own ramps, mm-hmm. with blocks and
right.
then get the cars out. And so they may have painted with cars on a ramp and on a big piece of paper, running mm-hmm. them down a ramp. But then, well, how could you do that with blocks? How could you make this? And then they can build their own things with the blocks. Well, that's transferring that learning.
Right.
And, you know, that's what makes the brain work.
Mm-hmm. Try and take something you learned here and apply it
that's
somewhere else.
Right.
So, and that's one of the things, too. So really, what you're doing at a preschool is really just trying all these different skills and basically making building blocks for the future,
right.
really.
Right.
Creating building blocks.
Right. A couple of years ago, we added a program to our regular preschool curriculum, and that was called Smart Moves. And then one semester, the children worked with a music and drama teacher every week. And then the second semester, they worked with a creative movement dance teacher every week.
Okay.
So we would go to the dance studio, or we would go to the Black Box Theater at the Art Center, or go on stage, and we would act out these things. We would learn about how to make our body move. And we did, but it was math. Mm-hmm. It was literature, because it might have told a story. Dance tells a story. Mm-hmm. Creative movement tells a story. But it physically gets children ready to read, to mm-hmm. write, mm-hmm. because the physical aspect of reading is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Skipping is an important skill. Crawling, skipping are important skills before learning to read.
Right.
So we had that, but it was in such a fun way, and with specialists.
Mm-hmm.
So we are continuing that, and we keep doing that. And so every year now we have, that's part of our curriculum.
That's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. And then this upcoming year, the Salvation Army has some green space between their building and
right.
our building. Am I
mm-hmm.
jumping
no,
ahead
no,
here?
No, that's great.
All
Let's
right.
talk about that.
Between the Art Center building and the Salvation Army building, there's a big green space. And with the partnership with the Salvation Army, we're going to be able to use that space. It will be fenced sometime by the time school starts. And we will be able to open a gate from our backyard space directly into that green space. And the Salvation Army says we can use that green space. We want to plant a garden. We want to plant flowers in there, as well as vegetable garden. And then just be able to use big space that children can have lots of space to run in, to pl- play in. We can also bring our music down there. We can also bring our creative movement, our dance down there. Mm-hmm. We can also act out stories down there. All we have to do is carry the blocks out. All we have to do is bring different things in, and we can just do our same things inside and outside.
When you have beautiful weather.
Yes. And, you know, we can, right. Easels are there. I mean, we can just paint. We can.
Well, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about this green space, and but also how the business of the Arts Center works now, too. Let's talk a little bit about the funding and how you work this business, because not only is it a preschool, it's also a business. So let's talk about that when we come back after the break.
Okay. 1320 KLWN, radio you can depend on.
Frame Herzog.
I'm here with Linda Raymond, the director of the Arts-Based Preschool at the Lawrence Arts Center. And I just want to let our listeners know that the Lawrence Business Magazine is published quarterly and available at our local Hy-Vees, the Merck, and other convenient merchants around town. It is also available online at lawrencebusinessmagazine.com. And you can like us on Facebook, where you can find out updates and information on the radio show and magazine. We'd love to get your comments and questions, but in our effort to encourage an open dialogue, we ask that you put your name on it. Before the break, we were talking about all the different things and the wonderful staff you have and how kind of the arts-based preschool works. But also, an arts-based preschool needs funding.
Yes.
It's a business.
Yes.
This is not a charity. Charities are business, too, but it's not people aren't just working for free, and you don't get all this paint, everything delivered for free, and you have space and stuff. So how do you get, what is the funding? I know that there's a tuition, but it's flexible. So let's talk about kind of the business of the Art Center. Where's the funding come from, and how do you guys sustain this business?
Okay. Well, the primary source of our funding is from tuition. And just like any other preschool, mm-hmm. there's a tuition to it. We do have approximately 20% of our students receive some kind of financial assistance. Okay. The Arts Center does have a scholarship program, and so we do have some children that receive some financial assistance. We also have some grants, and we just picked up a check from the Rotary Club on Monday.
That's right.
Because they gave us a grant to work on our outside space, help with fencing, help with the gate, help with getting a water source into that area, and help building a garden, and just different things, equipment and supplies that would help children be able to use that space in a safe mm-hmm. manner and to meet all the licensing requirements that are a part of this. So we do write for grants. The Smart Moves was initially funded by the Kansas Health Foundation through a grant. But it was so successful that I said, we're going to do it. We're going to make this work, because I thought it was so important.
Sure.
We have some friends. We have some sponsors who sponsor the preschool program in itself. And that helps, too, because, there are things like paper towels, paint, just the use of the building space. And things break, and we need to replace them. So we have some good friends, and we have some people who can help us write grants and receive mm-hmm. some grant money, as well as the scholarship funds that we have that we get through the Arts Center and are able to use, and our tuition.
So the Arts Center, as part of the Arts Center, do you get a certain amount of money from the Arts Center, or is that a flexible amount based on your tuition and your needs and stuff, or is that...
It's the scholarship fund. Now, we do have, we do a fundraiser, which is a family concert, which is just for the preschool scholarships, mm-hmm. the scholarship fund. And we make a couple, maybe $1,500 to $1,000, $1,500 to $2,000 a year. That helps offset some of those financial aid or scholarships. But the Arts Center itself has a scholarship fund. And we all just kind of talk through it and mm-hmm. who needs what and why do we need this and this, that, and the other thing. And to disperse that in an equitable way throughout the whole program.
Sure. Now, I know the Arts Center has a few fundraisers a year. Are those for the general Arts Center? Do you also have any specific, you said you have a program. Do you have any other fundraisers or events that you guys do?
Well, the preschool does have a couple. Uh-huh. The Arts Center has a big scholarship fundraiser, and this year it's September the 14th, and it's Dinner Under the Stars.
Okay.
But that is for the general Arts Center, which preschool will benefit from. The we will have we have a poinsettia sale in the fall,
okay,
which benefits the preschool, just the preschool. We also have a cookie sale at the holidays, and that benefits just the preschool. And then we have this concert,
okay,
that benefits. Those are preschool benefits, and you know, there's a few things that we need to replace, and that's where some of those funds can do to replace,
sure,
that.
Very cool. Now, when you're doing setting your budget for the year, so you have, because you have...
That's my worst nightmare.
I don't think so.
Oh.
The budget, everybody runs,
yeah,
from that word.
I know.
So that is, I mean, so that is kind of a, that is a challenge, because you plan on, with enrollment, you have so many kids. How does your enrollment, has it changed over the, how has your enrollment changed over the years, and how is that? Because that affects, obviously, how...
It sure does. I don't budget for 100%,
right,
just because, you know, things happen.
Sure.
So I just have to kind of go through history. This, mm-hmm, is what it is. This is how many classes we've had. This is the income that we can produce from that. And I don't know how anybody could sit there and do it all the time, but thank goodness we have people there who are very capable and very helpful to me.
Now, when you're setting up, now when you're doing these budgets and stuff like that, when you're having your classes, now let's talk about if somebody wants to get involved in the Arts Center, they're talking, their kids want to go to the Arts Center preschool or find out about summer classes, they can go online.
Sure. Or so they can call the Arts Center. Okay. I mean, they can call me directly, or they can call and talk to anybody at the front desk, mm-hmm, or online. And my email address is preschool@lawrencearts.org. Or they can call the Arts Center.
Okay. Now, you have the summer, you have some programs that are in July. You have,
yes,
some July. And then when does your fall, your school starts in August?
The school starts the day after Labor Day.
Okay.
Because August is when we strip the floors, paint the walls, get everything all cleaned up and ready for this new group of children. You know, 325 children have come through there this summer, and it's, you know, it's takes a beating a little bit.
Sure.
And there are a lot of sand and water and,
yeah,
things like that. So, and of course, that's happened through the whole school year. So that August is our time for cleaning.
Clean up, get ready.
And when it sure sparkles the first day,
yes,
the first week, and
it
then it starts to,
great,
yeah, because we have staff that does take care of that.
Yeah. You Now, when you're, so this summer, so you have, what, how many programs now in July you have? What are the programs that are coming up in July that maybe somebody might want to be a part of this summer still?
All right. Well, the preschool, which is a multi-day, 2 days a week, either Tuesday, Thursday, or Monday, Wednesday, mm-hmm, is called Jazzy July Fun.
Okay.
We have integrated arts. We have Coloring Outside the Lines, which starts a new four-week session a week from tomorrow.
Okay.
July 5th. And then we have different camps.
Okay.
There are 4-day camps. There's one in the morning, one in the afternoon each week.
Okay.
And so each week it'll be different. Like I said, there's one week that'll be science camps.
Okay.
And then 1 week will be three-dimensional camps.
Now, when you bring those in, because you have your regular teachers, or do you bring in, are other people coming in to teach some of those classes?
Both.
Okay.
Like the class next week, which is called Draw, Paint, and Print, it is one of our preschool teachers who is, it's Heather Smith Jones, who is a very accomplished artist,
yes,
and author,
mm-hmm,
here in from Lawrence. And so she's also one of our preschool teachers. So we, and then the fabric person is Megan King, mm-hmm, and she is an artist by education. And she's a fabric artist, a fiber artist, but she teaches in our preschool, as well as teaching then this one's kind of specialized class.
Very cool.
So our music teachers can bring music into mm-hmm, our everyday activities, and Heather can bring different things, different kinds of art in.
Well, wonderful. So now, if some, so you're with the preschool, then the regular season or the regular classes start up in September.
Right.
You're still taking enrollment on people can enroll online and stuff for that?
They can, or they can come in. There's, you know, there's, it's a lot of paperwork. It's a licensed program. So there's always paperwork.
Always paperwork. And you have like a 2 day a week, 3 day a week. You have some 5 day a week.
Yes.
And it's morning and afternoon.
Or afternoon.
Or afternoon.
Yes.
Very good. So everybody, and my son went there. It was it is a fantastic program, and it's such a great way for kids to really start learning some independence and getting out and kind of really enjoying kind of that group activities and just starting to really see how they can explore and discover stuff. It's a wonderful thing. So you guys are doing great.
Thanks, Anne.
One of my favorite places.
Thank you.
I love the Arts Center, and I love Linda Raymond, and I love your preschool.
Thank you.
So we have to wrap up here. And thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you for the invitation.
You people should go online and check at thelawrenceartcenter.org, and they can check out all the wonderful things at the Art Center and check into what all the things that are happening at the preschool.